up, everybody, and welcome back to Picks Boss Friday. Will, I think we've done, 11 days of podcasting in a row collectively as a group. So I think this will be our last one until maybe Monday. I don't even know, but what's going on, bro? Happy Friday.
Not much, man. Another Friday in the books, and just get as much content as we can get going.
Exactly, and we're going to give the people what they want. We're going to give them some picks.
Absolutely.
Just to recap, last week, you and I both went 3-2.
Is this the first week we've both been positive?
At the same time? Possibly.
Yes. It's a possibility.
Yeah, it is. It is. I am at an even 500 for the year. Tell that to my pick of the day on Twitter, because I'm 1-7, and I'm taking I'm taking picks from anybody and everybody out there. Puffy gave me one today. Shout out to him on Twitter. So I'm going to be using his heat pick tonight. But I am 15-15, even 500, and you are 13-17.
Yeah, we'll get it right back this week.
Yep, you're shooting at 43%. You went 3-2 last week, so like you said, a week in the green. But let's get right into it. I've done more talking than you this week, so I am going to give you the first pick since we tied.
Ooh. Before we get into our picks, is there anything you want to say about your picks last week? Some little letdowns?
Dude, it feels like a month ago that we made these picks.
It does feel like a month ago.
The only
gripe I have is Matthew Fitzpatrick, who is tied for sixth at one point or seventh at one point, and then just double bogeys almost every hole in the back nine on Sunday and gets pushed out of the top 10 that I would project. And obviously, I can't be mad at Max Homa. That was a nice little shot of the dart that could have won money, but he was right there the whole time. But, yeah, you know, Scheffler's...
That's a problem with picking guys to win, man. You only really have, you know, it's win or nothing. Those are tough bets. You got to have a really good feeling. Fitzpatrick, yeah, I could have... He's a big note taker. That notebook must have been 20 pages long for his last 2 days at Augusta. I still don't think that's a bad pick. I don't know what the scores are at the RBC, but he's the reigning champ, so he's probably playing well. The Masters are tough to predict.
Absolutely. And then the other thing that I was just happy about, the Oakland A's won me a game.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't finally recommend hits. I definitely wouldn't recommend you just keep, you know, pounding that team. But because that may be like one of their last 10 wins of the year, but nonetheless,
it could
Detroit
be.
Tigers are looking like money right now.
Yeah, they're playing well, you know, keeping pace in the AL Central. So,
speaking of which,
as we talk about,
I have Jack Flaherty. I'll just give out my first pick. Jack Flaherty, 6+ Ks tonight.
Oh, I like that. That's a good pick. Mm-hmm. I'm sticking with baseball, too. I'm taking the Orioles minus a run and a half against the Royals in Kansas City. It's sitting right at +118 right now to just win by two or more runs. So
Means is on the mound, too. He's a good pitcher, so that'll be fine. My second pick, I am taking Puffy's pick. Shout out to him. Go Kennedy Catholic Gales for life. Bulls money line tonight. I don't know. I mean, I don't like what I'm seeing out of New Orleans anyways, so I'm just going to go with Coby White and the Bulls.
Party pick, because I took the Bulls too, money line.
My guy. All right, we're taking the Bulls money line. That's your second pick as well. That lines up perfectly. I will segue into my third pick. This is a parlay for tomorrow night, a Saturday night NBA playoff parlay.
Ooh.
Knicks and Nuggets money line. The Nuggets, everybody's saying, oh, the Lakers this, the Lakers that. The Nuggets are going to come out in game one and say, don't forget we play in Denver, Colorado, and your lungs are going to be tired, and we're going to wipe the floor with you. And then the Knicks are just going to go out, and they're going to say, oh, Embiid, you're a little bit injured? Well, you're a bitch, and we're going to beat your ass.
Yep.
And fuck Philly.
Love that. Love that. Love that parlay.
Right,
with my fourth
three.
Pick... With my third pick, I'm sticking in baseball again. I'm taking the Giants money line tonight against the Diamondbacks. They're -126. Blake Snell's on the mound. It's about time that he turns it around after his first two starts have been awful for him. So I'm going to go with the Giants tonight, and Blake Snell gets it right.
Okay, I have a baseball pick myself. This is my fourth pick. This is tomorrow's game. The Phillies are playing the White Sox at home. Zach Wheeler has been pitching like he has the past couple of years. That's why he got that big fat contract, like an ace. I don't even know if he has an earned run this year, and he's lost both of those games that he's pitched in. We're all three, whatever. He hasn't won yet this year. I think Philly's going to take care of business on a Saturday in that little bandbox of a ballpark, and they are going to win by 2 runs or more. So I got Philly -1.5.
I mean, that's a perfect pick because, you know, Tom, you could probably play center field for the White Sox right about now.
I probably could.
Maybe in your prime, for sure.
In my prime, yeah. Right now, it's probably a corner outfield position, maybe first base, but in my prime, easily.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a race. Who's going to be worse this year, the Marlins or the White Sox?
Pretty much. I mean, we were talking about Washington and Oakland being the two worst teams, and those teams are feisty.
Yes, absolutely. They're you know, they have some fun games that they play that is fun to watch, where they're just hitting dingers or they're keeping it close. I think Oakland will surprise us. They're not going to make the playoffs, but they're not going to be that, 44-win team that they were last year or something like that, 48-win team.
Yeah, well, we'll see, because when the trade deadline comes, there's going to be a couple players that are going to get picked. Like Blackburn alone is going to fetch a prospect, and I think Mackenzie Gore, depending on what the Nationals are trying to do, could fetch somebody as well. So we'll have to see. But yeah, they're definitely not as bad as the Marlins and the White Sox. Did you give me pick number 4 yet?
Nope, it's coming right here. I'm going to golf, Tommy. I'm going to golf.
Okay.
I'm going to take Sepp Straka to finish top 5 at the RBC at +140. He's tied for first right now, but he's playing good golf and just stay right within that top 5 and win you guys some money.
As long as that putter stays hot, I like that pick. The guy hits the ball a country mile. All right, final pick. I'm baseball heavy this week. No golf for me. No golf for me. I'm taking a week off. I need to regroup after the Masters. I've got Joe Ryan against your Detroit Tigers, who are a very good team, but they do strike out a good amount. And Joe Ryan is averaging eight strikeouts a game, even, I think, through his first couple of starts. I've got Joe Ryan, 7+ Ks. FanDuel only has it right now at -188. If you guys are feeling bold and you think he's going to have a big game, 8+ Ks will get you plus money, but I'm sticking at 7. He is going to hit at least his average against the Detroit Tigers today.
Baez is going to strike out 3 times, so you have that there.
There's 3 right there. I mean, the scouting report's right all over Twitter. Just fastballs up and just pitch him low and away with everything else, and he'll swing at literally everything.
You just bounce the ball before the plate, he'll still swing at it.
I guess. I've seen it many a time. All right, what's your number 5 pick?
And my last pick, we're going to some playoff hockey. Give me the New York Rangers -1.5 against the Capitals at +122. The Capitals are the worst team to make the NHL playoffs in the last 25 years. They do that based on goal differential, kind of how football does the whole scoring differential. Their differential is 0 this year. So it's an even number, and that's the worst in the last 25 years to get to the NHL playoffs. So I think the Rangers just go to town, and I can see them winning 4-1, 5-1.
I like that. I might have to jump on that pick. This is valuable information. I don't know where you're pulling it from, because we are we are not a hockey pod, but I'm glad you're bringing it on.
I'm a big hockey guy. Maybe I can bring some hockey to the pod. So, but yeah, I think that's a pretty much a lock there. Looking forward to that game on Sunday afternoon at 3.
Do you feel like we talked enough about how badly you beat Sean's ass in our Masters picks when this guy?
I think he kind of just wanted to get out of there. You know, he didn't want to talk about it that much. But I mean, it's just, you know, we were right there neck and neck. I beat you by a half a point.
Quarter,
I mean, it doesn't
point.
Really get closer to
quarter
of a point. Doesn't even get closer than that. But literally could have said to yourself after Friday afternoon that we were both up 40 on Sean.
Yeah, I mean, Sean missed the cut. Sean went home for the weekend, which sucks. You know, it's just tough because it's like, I know you beat me too, and a win is a win, but at least, you know, I can say I still had a good week and you just had a better one. Like, Sean, it's just like, dude, you've been picking these all year. What are we doing?
I mean, it's just like, what's worse right now, Tom? Victor Hovland or Kirk Cousins MVP? Cousins MVP. What's worse?
I mean, you still got – this was 1 week, you know what I mean? Like, the Kirk Cousins thing was a season-long thing. And I mean, I the hype was there at the time because Cousins had just signed that fat deal with Minnesota, the first like big time guaranteed contract. And was just, I guess, just as excited as Kirk was to get the money. But in hindsight, it's like, oh my God, dude, what are we doing? But then again, to blow the horn on myself, a couple years back when they were in the bubble, I said that the Lakers lost the first game to the Trailblazers. And I was like, if LeBron loses this series, he's no longer the second greatest player of all time. And then he won the NBA Finals that year. So that was a tough one for me. I always have to bring that one up to defend Sean a little bit. But I don't know.
I think my tough ones right now are not really that tough. Is me taking the Detroit Lions, 2 years ago to win the division. It only took 2 years after that they did to win the division.
Yeah, sure.
So that didn't look that bad. But also my comment on Judge a couple weeks ago, and he has not looked much better, and we're not in the first week of the season anymore.
So are you saying that it wasn't wrong? You and Sean will have to hash that out.
We still got a lot of baseball left, but the guy's still hitting under 200.
I know. Are you disappointed that WFAN and the Yankees didn't reach out to you when John retired?
I mean, I mean they should have, but like at the same time they probably got my I messaged him and I said I don't want to be in the same booth as Susan Waltman because I might kill her.
Well, also you just started up with us full time, so it's like they didn't want to step on our toes out of respect to us. You know, maybe
but also, you know, the contract you guys gave me, you know, the Yes Network's not matching that.
That's absolutely true. And also, I know for a fact you're a television guy, and Michael Kay is not getting any younger.
He isn't. No, he's not. Get me and Shawnee doing. He'll do color. I'll do play by play.
I like that. And then I'll just be the boss.
You could be Paul O'Neill. You'd be the next Paul O'Neill.
I don't want to be the third guy. Paul O'Neill. He refers to his wife as mama, and it makes me uncomfortable.
That's very weird.
Yeah, it makes me a little too uncomfortable. But I'll be the next Steinbrenner.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. Minus the subtle, more than subtle racism. I'll be the next Steinbrenner, and I'll just be all your guys' boss if that's what we want.
That's fine. We're okay with that.
But you know, maybe 10, 15 years down the line, we do this thing, and you end up being the next Michael Kay. Michael Kay gets to ride off into the sunset, and then it's Will Smith. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I would love it.
And I think we have to do something where you slap somebody because we got to pay homage to the original Will Smith, who's older than you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But also in the hindsight, the original Will Smith is my father because he was Will Smith before Will Smith.
That's true. Yeah. Wow.
So
that's a whole.
So maybe we can get my dad to slap somebody. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that's like going back in time, basically.
A little time back. Yeah. Exactly.
The original Will Smith slap, even though it was after the... Wow, you just blew my mind.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, listen, we'll be back. I don't know. Is Sean doing a podcast tomorrow with Frenchie? I don't know. We're going to be on some of Frenchie's.
I think it's either today or tomorrow that he's doing it.
Have you listened to any of the pods thus far?
I listened to a little bit of it. You know, just Frenchie's knowledge about college players and where they would fall in the draft is just... You can't match that. Just what he knows, his knowledge is just unbelievable.
It truly is. The next one's coming out on Sunday. That's DNs and linebackers. Final thing real quick. I don't know if you want to talk about it here. Save it for the Monday rundown when we have you on or do a combo. But do you want to talk a little bit about one of the most accurate predictions of all time with your Jerry Jones take?
Oh, no, I would love to talk about it now, but we're going to save it when the trifecta is together.
Okay.
We're going to save it.
We'll table it. Are you mad? It feels like something you shouldn't get mad at because it's like you predicted it.
I shouldn't be surprised. Mad is not really it's more like, you know, when your mom's mad at you, but she doesn't say she's mad. She says she's disappointed and you feel 10 times worse. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think Jerry does not care, even a little.
He doesn't. Not at all.
But it's sickening. It really is.
It really is. It really is. And we'll talk about it Monday. I'm looking forward to being on with the both of you guys again. And then, looking forward to hearing Frenchie and then, you know, getting on when we get to discuss my favorite thing in life, how good the Cowboys are not going to be next year. So,
well, but the draft is like the currency of hope.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be a positive podcast at least.
Yeah. And then you know what? I'm going to be there at, you know, 1:30 after the last day of the draft and see the A minus pop up for the Cowboys. So get my excitement really up there again that we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's a tradition, really, unlike any other, even better than the Masters.
I mean, it really is.
When the Cowboys fans come out and start peacocking. I just love it. Yeah. I really do. All right. Well, with that being said, we got a lot of bets for you guys to place. Somebody needs to tweet us a picture of them parlaying all 10 of these picks together. Really 11, because I had a parlay in there on top of that.
That would be awesome.
It would be listen, if you and I both went, if I went 6-for-6 and you went 5-for-5, I mean, shut it down, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you can't get better.
Literal, you actually cannot get better.
No, you cannot get better. Yeah.
Well, with that being said, Willie boy, you already told me you're on call this weekend, so no PJ trips for you. You're just going to be hunkered down. So you have a good weekend, and everybody
you
else
too.
Enjoy their weekend, and we'll talk.